I understand this question comes from a place of deep concern and love for your husband. Let me speak honestly with you about what astrology can and cannot tell us. Your horoscope shows your 8th house, which relates to longevity and life transitions. What I see here indicates periods of spiritual growth and inner transformation for you personally, not predictions about anyone else's lifespan. The favorable periods I mentioned earlier, like the current one running until early July, are times when you can strengthen your own health and well-being through meditation and pranayama. But here's something important to understand: your husband's longevity depends on his own birth chart, his own planetary positions, and his own life path. My role as an astrologer is to guide you based on your horoscope, not to make predictions about someone else's life, especially something as serious as their death. That wouldn't be responsible or accurate. What I can tell you is this: the time and manner of anyone's passing is in divine hands, not something we can predict or control. Instead of worrying about who will go first, focus on what you can do right now. Cherish each day together. Take care of your own health so you can support each other. The meditation and pranayama practices I suggested will help calm these anxious thoughts and give you inner strength. Your Cancer ascendant shows you have a deeply caring heart, which is beautiful. But sometimes that caring turns into worry. Channel that energy into positive action, spend quality time together, encourage each other's health, and trust in the divine plan. Is there something specific about your health or your husband's well-being that's worrying you right now?